Nearly 90% of New Yorkers are concerned that another terrorist attack will happen in New York. This is according to a Siena poll. It also found that the majority of New Yorkers oppose allowing Syrian refugees into the country at this time.
If anyone in the coming days talks to you about public polling and what people are saying at this moment, very early in this discussion, and says, well, there's a lot of Americans who would like to keep people out who are refugees or like to have some kind of religious test, I would say, first of all, this discussion has just begun.
New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio speaking at the National Immigrant Integration Conference in Brooklyn on Monday.
I'd say, second of all, when people start to hear the full history, I think they'll change their minds very rapidly. Here's an example, and it's a very painful analogy. 1938, Fortune magazine, just starting down the road of public opinion surveying, a fairly new approach back then in 1938, but they took it upon themselves to do a national public opinion poll. And they surveyed the American people on a question that was quite sharp at that moment. Should the United States accept large numbers of refugees, Jewish refugees, fleeing Nazi persecution and violence? 1938. Literally almost at the very end of the time at which people could be saved. So the American people were asked, should we save our Jewish brothers and sisters? Two-thirds said no. Two-thirds said no. And you know the rest of the story. America did not open its doors. Had we opened our doors in 1938, tens of thousands and maybe hundreds of thousands of people would have lived who died otherwise in the Holocaust. It's as simple as that. It's a variation on what we're going through today, but it's a stark and clear analogy. We must help our people to understand that we can't make choices like that again today. We can't allow people to perish, and we can't send the message to the world of exclusion that goes against, all of our values.
De Blasio said much frustration comes from putting the question of immigration through the prism of one's own life.
They're looking for something that explains how their situation could have gotten the way it is. It's despite their hard work, despite playing by the rules, and they feel pain at what their families have gone through, and they need to find an explanation, and bluntly, they need to find the cause and the reason and the person to point their finger at. And sadly for some, and they've been stoked into this view by a lot of negative voices, they point their finger at immigrants. They think immigrants have caused their own economic decline. They're angry, they're frustrated for perfectly legitimate reasons, and so they turn that anger and frustration towards the folks that they think may have undermined their economic position. But here's the truth, and the truth that we have to incessantly and clearly explain. Immigrants are not the problem when it comes to the decline of the middle class in America. Immigrants are not the problem. Income inequality is the problem in this country.
Governor Andrew Cuomo at the same immigrant integration conference spoke about economic anxiety and fear which is gripping the country and how it can manifest.
People can say, I know you're afraid. I know you think we have problems. I have the solution. And it's a nice, simple solution. Here's the solution. We have to stop the immigrants from coming into this country because they're competing with you and they're taking your job and they're taking your money and they're costing you money when it comes to Medicaid and education and they're not paying their taxes. So if we can keep them out, you will be stronger and you will be better and I will solve your problem and I will end your pain. And American people will say, boy, that sounds great. That sounds great. How do we do it? We're going to build walls and we're going to keep people out and we're going to close the gate and your problems are going to be over. We say the exact opposite.
Cuomo makes it a point of saying that in New York, everyone, almost everyone, is an immigrant.
We believe in freedom of religion. It was one of the founding premises of the entire country. You're going to keep the Syrians out. You're going to keep the Syrians out. You're going to keep the Mexicans out. This is our land. By the way, who are you that this is our land? Who are you? Who are you? Are you a Navajo? Are you an Apache? Are you a Sioux? Are you a Native American? Otherwise, you're an immigrant too. And don't you forget it.
And United Nations officials are sickened by public hatred against Muslims. The Special Advisor on Prevention of Genocide and the UN Special Advisor on the Responsibility to Protect Civilians denounced the deliberate and dangerous spread of misinformation and manipulation of people's fears and concerns for political gain. The two said calls by some U.S. political figures to bar Muslims from entering the U.S. are unacceptable and an affront to humanity. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.